Well, may the world go, the world go, the world go. Well, may the world go when I'm far away. Well, may the swimmers learn, the skiers turn, the lovers burn. Peace, may the generals learn when I'm far away. Well, may the world go, the world go, the world go. Well, may the world go when I'm far away. Fiddle sound, the banjo play, the oh-ho down. It's a swinging round and round when I'm far away. Well, may the world go, the world go, the world go. Well, may the world go when I'm far away. You can clap if you want. Fresh may the breezes blow, clear may the streams flow. Blue above and green below when I'm far away. Well, may the world go, the world go, the world go. Well, may the world go when I'm far away. Thank you. Have a good evening. For a mouth bow. No, I don't have an actual mouth bow. I forgot it. Should I use another mic or? Okay. Forgot my mouth bow, but I got a jaw harp, which works kind of the same way. I'll give you a little jaw harp demonstration. No, I didn't pay him to do this. However, I might keep him on. Now, the way you work a jaw harp here is there's a little metal reed in the middle, and you pluck it. When that reed vibrates, it causes sound, just like when a string vibrates, causes sound, but you can't much hear it. So you got to put it up against your teeth, and when you do that, your whole instrument will become part of the whole, yeah, your whole head. I'm wondering where mine is tonight, will become part of the instrument and act as a big old sound chamber. Now, you can't hear it now, but there's one important thing you got to remember, though, is that is to part your teeth. You must leave a space between your upper teeth and your lower teeth. Because if you don't leave a crack there, you'll have one there pretty quick. Because this little metal reed is flinging back and forth, and it's sharp and hard, harder than your teeth. It'll go right through it. So here's a tune I'd like you all to help me out by clapping, because it's a very rhythmic instrument. And this is called Turkey in the Straw. You can kind of clap along with my foot if you can hear that. Now don't be shy. Well, I had an old hand, but she wouldn't lay an egg. Just the best old hand that ever laid an egg. Wish she laid more eggs than a hen on a farm. Let a little drink won't do her any harm. Turkey in the straw, turkey in the hay, hey, hey, hey. Bullfrog danced with his mother-in-law and struck up a tune called Turkey in the Straw. Well, I knew an old man and his name was Bill, and he lived on top of a garbage hill. And he never had a bath. He never ever will. P.U. Smelly old Bill. Turkey in the straw. Turkey in the hay. Hey, hey, hey. Pick him up. Shake him up anyway. It all just strike up. Tune called Turkey in the Straw. Thank you. See you tomorrow. Thank you.
I tell you, we have some great ones, don't we? Let's give him another hand, please. I wish I could think up a limerick right off the spot. Maybe I'll go home and in my spare time make up some limericks about some of these great people. We've got a case in point is one that's coming on now. He comes every year. He's a kind of modest fella. But every now and then I hear from him in and around Gainesville. He does a lot. He has the ability, like our Will, and like our Gamble, to make up songs about important historical events, amongst other things. He has a great way with him, a great sense of humor. He's great musicianship. Let's welcome, from Gainesville, Don Grooms. And friends. Somebody lost the kitten.
Pick him up right away.
And he got a collar on, so somebody loves him. Please come claim him. You girls get up way over there on that tree. Get way over there on that tree with the cat. Don't want any fleas.
I'd like to welcome you folks to the White Springs Florida Folk Festival, but that's not my job. That's Cousin Thelma. Things been a little quiet. We'd like to, how long have you two been going steady?
I thought we'd try something new, see if we wouldn't get in tune first.
Open up with one a little bit faster, an old traditional folk song that we'll add a little to. Well, they gave him his horse at Monroe, Virginia, saying, Steve, you're way behind town. This is not 38, this is old 97, you gotta put her in the Spencer on time. It's a mighty long road from Lynchburg to Danville, lying on a 3-mile grade. When he got there, what a job he made. Well, he turned and he said to his black greasy fireman, shovel on a little more coal. And when we reach that white oak mountain, you just watch old 97 roll. Ah! He was coming down the grade, making 90 miles an hour. Whistle broke into a scream. He was found in the wreck with his hand on the throttle and was scalded to death by steam. Well, a telegram came to Washington Station. This is what it said. That brave engineer that drove old 97, he's a line up in Danville. Now gather round me, all you ladies, this day on and learn. Never treat your loving husband, he will leave you, never return. Did he ever return? No, he never returned. His fate is still unlearned.
Poor old Charlie.
He may ride forever neath the streets of Boston. He's a man who never returned. Well, let me tell you a story about a man named Charlie on a tragic, fateful day. He put 10 cents in his pocket, kissed his wife and family, went right on that MTA. But did he ever return? No, he never returned. His fate is still unlearned.
Poor old Charlie.
He may ride forever neath the streets of Boston. He's a man who never returned. Charlie handed in his dime at the Kendall Square station, changed for Jamaica plane. When he got there, the conductor told him one more nickel. Charlie couldn't get off of that train. Did he ever return? No, he never returned. His fate is still unlearned.
Oh, Charlie.
He may ride forever neath the streets of Boston. He's a man who never returned. Now Charlie's wife goes down to the station every day at a quarter past two. And through the open window she throws Charlie a sandwich and the train goes rumbling through. But did he ever return? No, he never returned. His fate is still unlearned.
Oh, Charlie.
He may ride forever neath the streets of Boston. He's a man who never returned.
One more time.
Now you citizens of Boston, don't you think it's a scandal how the people pay and pay? About a fair increase, vote for George O'Brien. Get Charlie off at MTA. How did he ever return? No, he never returned. His fate is still unlearned. He may ride forever neath the streets of Boston. He's a man who never returned. Yeah, he's the man who never returned. One more time. He's the man who never returned.
Well, there is some life in White Springs after dark on a Friday. Marty Schumann is a very flexible person. I don't know if you heard Marty this afternoon playing his corded zither and banjo. Even calls himself Martin Schumann now. Tim DeMass on the bass comes from Worcester, Ohio. And there are some people who think Worcester, Ohio is the end of the world. It is not.
I do know something you can do from there, though.
You can see it from there. I was in a hotel in Atlanta a few years ago, and I ran across a man named Peter Lafarge. He said, I'm a Pima Indian. I said, congratulations, I'm a Cherokee Indian. He said, I write songs about Indians. I said, well, I write songs about Cherokees, and I'm not sure Pimas are Indians. But we traded the insults for a while. And he said, I wrote a song called, If I Could Not Be an Indian, I Would Be an Irishman. Now, I don't know what you people think about the Irish problems right now, and I don't want to get political, but for Bobby Sands, I would like to do this Irish song. It's a happy song. It's farewell to my sorrow, fare thee well again. Twice fare thee well to my troubles and my pain. I woke up this morning and I made up my mind. Keep traveling on till troubles are behind. And I'm bound,
and I'm bound,
far away,
far away,
far away to the mountains and the sea. I'm gonna sing,
sing,
sing until the morning sun comes shining for me. Shining silver pen, I'd lock up all my troubles and I'd throw them to the wind. I know there is joy in this world full of pain. I'll keep on traveling till I find my share. And I'm bound far away,
far away,
the mountains and the sea. I'm gonna sing, sing, sing until the morning sun comes shining for me. There's a new day coming, and I know it won't be long. I woke up this morning and I sang a happy song. I know in this world full of joy and pain, somewhere I'll find your love once again. And I'm bound far away to the mountains and the sea. I'm gonna sing, sing, sing until the morning sun comes shining for me. And I'm bound far away to the mountains and the sea. I'm gonna sing, sing, sing until the morning sun comes shining for me.
Ah, thank you, Ken.
There is life in White Spring. That's awfully hot.
Very close to here, the town of Live Oak, where in 1953 there was a famous murder trial. And now some folks down in Ocala are about to make a movie about that. People in Live Oak are not too thrilled about it. A man named Belita Sam was the first registered gambler in the state of Florida, but his wife, Ruby McCullum, shot down the Democratic candidate for governor, Leroy Adams. I liked Sam McCullum, though, because when he died, there was nothing wrong with him. He just decided there was no way he could win or even prevail. So he pulled the old Indian trick. He just went out and died. So I wrote a song called Belita Sam. Well, the man who ran the numbers in Florida in 53 was a gray-eyed black man named McCullum and his pretty wife, Ruby. But Ruby had a problem, said she also had a kid by a white doctor in Live Oak who would like to keep it hid. Belita Sam, you gambling man, couldn't handle what was going down. He played his final numbers, but nobody remembers that gray-eyed black man, Belita Sam. Then one Sunday morning, Ruby couldn't take it no more. She shot Dr. Leroy Adams and left him dying on the floor. Sam knew when they came for Ruby, they'd take him if they could. So he filled a suitcase with money, and he left Live Oak for good. Belita Sam, you gambling man, couldn't handle what was going down. He played his final numbers, but nobody remembers that gray-eyed black man, Belita Sam. Practice once a year, too. Now Sam went home to Ocala. Ruby went to jail, charged with first-degree murder. They wouldn't let her out on bail. Sam never knew what happened. He didn't know she went insane, 'cause he went home to Ocala, played his final numbers game. Belita Sam, you gambling man, couldn't handle what was going down. He played his final numbers, but nobody remembers that gray-eyed black man, Belita Sam. Nobody knows what happened, how it came to be, 'cause Sam went to the graveyard, Ruby went to Chattahoochee. Sam did not use a pistol, and here's the reason why. Said when there is nothing left to do, you gotta lay down and die. Belita Sam, you gambling man. Couldn't have the Wawa's a-going down. He played his final numbers, but nobody remembers that gray-eyed black man, Billy DeSam. That gray-eyed black man, Billy DeSam. While Marty gets his banjo, here's a little song. How well do I remember? It was just last November. I was walking down the street all full of pride. My heart was all aflutter till I fell down in the gutter, and a pig walked up and lay down by my side. As I lay there in the gutter, two sows up to even mutter, a lady passing by was heard to say, you can't tell a beast that boozes by the company he chooses. Hearing this, the pig got up and walked away. I keep my pants up with a piece of twine. I keep my eyes wide open all the time. I keep the ends out for the tie that binds, because you're mine. Please pull the twine. There's a phenomenon on Interstate 75 some of you might be familiar with. Used to be that all the cars on Interstate 75 were from Ohio. Now they're Winnebagoes from Michigan. They got their old CB and the color TV, and every third car on the road is some man from Michigan in a Calderon Winnebago. See him bumper to bumper on the highway, you hear him yell at breaker one night. They only stop to buy what they call pop and to pump out the sewer line. Decals on the window tell you where they've been, their bumper tells you where they're bound. Pull into KOA and hit the hay, and her feet never touch the ground. They got their old CB and the color TV, and every third car on the road is some man from Michigan in a Calderon Winnebago. Now Winnebago, as we all know, is an old Indian name. It means standing stagnant water, it ain't no claim to fame. But the Sunshine State thinks they're just great, they smell just like a rose. The bureaucracy in Tallahassee just loves them Winnebagoes. They got their own CV and a color TV, and every third car on the road is some man from Michigan and a Calderon Winnebago. Just her clothes. Cops will take you in as you're from Michigan in a Calderon Winnebago. I'd like to ride for hours in the land of flowers, the home of the Seminoles, and never see one man from Michigan in his Calderon Winnebago. They got their old CB and the color TV, and every third car on the road is some man from Michigan in a Calderon Winnebago. That's some man from Michigan and a Calderon Winnebago.
Boy, cables all over the place. When I grew up in the hills of North Carolina, we put together a band and there was only one microphone. And we really had to do some choreography to get around to do all the harmonies and everything.
Then we gave up doing harmony, so the microphone wasn't so important.
Do you know how many people from North Carolina it takes to tune a banjo?
Enlighten me.
Kansas straight man. Born and raised back up there in the hills of North Carolina. A while back, a land developer called me and asked me if I'd like to buy some property up there. They're developing quarter-acre home sites on another mountain. I didn't buy any property, but I wrote a little song about it, which I will clean up in honor of Cousin Thelma, one of the finest ladies I know. But you know what I really think about those land developers? I got a long distance call from Carolina. Said there's big things happening in the hills. They're developing old Lookout Mountain just so I could get away from city hills. Wouldn't I like to invest in the future? Wouldn't I really like to settle down in a rustic cottage in the mountains, far from the confusions of a town? Well, they are selling quarter-acre home sites. Nothing down, no payment for a year. If I want the deluxe plan, I just send them 15 grand. I can be a full-fledged mountaineer. And I says, get your greedy hands off of my mountains. Go back to Miami or to hell. Cause you're screwing up the hills of Carolina, the ones that I have known and loved so well. He says, does that mean you don't want in the project? Could you recommend uncles or some aunts? I says, if I could have it done, my friend, I'd call the Pentagon, have them drop an A-bomb in your pants, and then you'd never be able to have children. You'd be impotent and sterile. And if I could, I would, I'd get rid of you for good. But the punishment would be just too mild. He says, now wouldn't you like to think it over? Then perhaps you'd sign on the dotted line. Then he had the gall to ask me to pay for the call while he rapes the hills of Carolina. Thank you.
I says, get your greedy hands off of my mountains. Go back to the animal shelter you came from. Cause you're making of the hills of Carolina what the hills of California have become. He says, now wouldn't you like to think it over? Then perhaps you'd sign on the dotted line. Then he had the gall to ask me to pay for the call while he rapes the hills of Carolina. While he rapes the hills of Carolina.
We're going to do one more. And let you folks go back to sleep. A while back, Tim and I and a friend took a canoe trip down the Suwannee River. Found out we were the only wildlife on the river. We didn't hardly see no snakes or squirrels or birds or animals of any kind. We understand there are some problems. But now the Suwannee River's gotten so low, I'm not sure. I've even agreed not to build a fire in the campground. And for me, that's a major accomplishment. But I went home and thought about that and wrote this little song. And I hope it's not prophetic. It's called Suwannee River Farewell. We are saying goodbye to the old Suwannee River. Or is she saying goodbye to me? We're taking one last ride down that last wild river in what used to be the land of the free. Now I still remember the first time I saw her, first time that she saw me. We could still drink her water and paddle out upon her, cause we both were wild and free. I see a dead fish float by my leaky old boat, and I wonder if what I see is all that's left of the old Suwannee River, or all that is left of me. We are saying goodbye to the old Suwannee River, or is she saying goodbye to me? We're taking one last ride down that last wild river in what used to be the land of the free. Are she saying goodbye to me? We're taking one last ride down that last wild river in what used to be the land of the free. In what used to be the land of the free.
Thank you very much. Good night, folks.
They do, don't they? They get better and better. Let's give them a great big old hand. I hope you all have wrapped up well out there and are feeling fine. Because we have a nice little surprise for you here. The River City Springs were delayed a little bit, but here they are. Puritan ready to go from Jacksonville. The River City Strings. just two strings.
Check.
Check one, check. Ah, sounds like it's working. Yes, we used to be the River City Strings. I think we found out yesterday that there was only going to be two of us left, and kind of last moment changes there, but we decided that as long as there's two of us left, we're going to stick it out anyway, and we hope you'll stick it out with us. This should be interesting. As a matter of fact, Steve just joined the River City Strings a few weeks ago, so we would like to do it. It's quite a surprise for him, too, you know, getting in all this. But he's in a duo anyway. We're going to start off with a little bit of picking for you. He's all gonna pick, also going to pick up the banjo here in a few minutes. By the way, I guess we're not River City Strings anymore. You can just call us Karen and Steve. I think that's the way we're going to be for a while. Start off on a song called Blackberry Blossom, good old bluegrass picking song for you. Guitar. That sounded good. That was Steve Pruitt on guitar there for you. He does a fine job. What do you hear him play the banjo? He also plays mandolin too, but he didn't bring that tonight. I think you'll be pleasantly surprised though when you get to that. I think we're going to do a song. I'm not sure who put this song out. Anyway, it's done by Bonnie Delaney. It was done by a lot of bluegrass groups. A song called White Freightliner.
I'm going down on the highway, listen to those big trucks whine. I'm going down on the highway, listen to those big trucks whine. Oh, white freight liner, won't you steal away my mind? Oh, New Mexico ain't bad for people there, they'll treat you kind. Mexico ain't bad, Lord. People there, they'll treat you kind. Oh, white freight liner, won't you steal away my mind?
Bad news from Houston, half of my friends are dying.
Well, now it's bad news from Houston, half of my friends are dying. Oh, white freight. I'm going out on the highway, listen to those big trucks whine. I'm going out on the highway, listen to those big trucks whine. Oh, white freight light wants to steal away my mind. Oh, white freight light wants to steal away my mind.
Ah, thank you. All right, we got another kind of an up-tempo song we're going to play for you, and then we're going to slow the tempo back down. I'm going to do a couple of blues songs for you right in a row here. Since how this is a folk festival, these are all kind of like folk songs. They have been passed down through quite a few years. This next song was written back in 1932 by the Delmore Brothers, and they first recorded this on Capitol Records. I think they were a country... couple of country artists, although this song has a lot of jazz influence, I guess, of about the 30s. And even though it is a country song, you can definitely tell the kind of a jazz swing flavor of that time. A song called The Big River Blues.
Let it pour, now let it rain a whole lot more, cause I got those big river blues. I'll let it rise, let it fall, now let the wave make a wall, cause I got those big river blues. Come on. Sail if it will float, cause I got those big river blues. And if my boat sinks with me, those fishes will have a grand old spree, cause I got those big river blues. Come on, one more time. Thank you very much. Whoops. All right, while we're on the subject of blues, we're going to slow it down real nice. We're going to do another kind of a slow swing music. This is folk music also. As a matter of fact, it's about just plain folks. It's written about my home state, which happens to be Texas. Yeah, it always gets a few claps somewhere, but... I guess most Texans, you know, you've all heard the story about how they like to exaggerate, but it's not really true, not really. But we all know better than that. Anyway, I grew up in a little town called Taft, Texas, and we had, it was really small. Every year we had the annual Boll Weevil Festival, and that's, swear to God, it's truth, and it was the best little cotton-picking town in Texas, and that was our principal export, import. Everybody raised cotton.
And this song, even though as much as I wanted to get away from it, ugly little town like it was, I still miss it a lot, and I guess that's how everybody feels about their home. A song called The Texas Blues. One, two, three, four.
I heard that lonesome coyote howling for his mate. So I packed these shoes and left my boots and left the Lone Star State. Thought if I could get away, then I could lose my blues. But now this brand of Texas soul is way down in my shoes, and I'm going back. Texas blues. I don't know why it happens when I open up my mouth. Somebody always says, hey honey, are you from the South? They laugh at all my higher odds each time I try to speak. But now this brand of foreign soul is way down in my feet, and I'm going back. I got those Texas blues.
All Steve's from Montana, but he plays like he's from Texas.
Took me out of Texas so I could really see. But now the play the dickens to get this Texas out of me, and I'm going back. I got those Texas blues.
I'll play it for me one more time.
Thought if I could get away, then I could lose my blues. But now this brand of Florida soil is way down in my shoes, and I'm going back. I got those Texas blues. I said I'm going back. Got those Texas blues. Lord, Lord.
Thank you. I love that song. I'm prejudiced, so I think. As a matter of fact, I'm going back there for my 10-year reunion. It gives away my age now.
Yes.
Here in just a few weeks. But Steve's all ready for it to play the banjo for you. We're going to do a song that is a little unorthodox. It's not really a bluegrass song. I guess it is if it's got a banjo with it. This song was written by John Hartford. And the way things keep on going, we may have to resort to this kind of an airplane. A song called the Steam-Powered Aeroplane.
Back again, and I'm sitting
Then 747 just watching them clouds roll by. And I can't tell if it's sunshine or if it's raining. Well, I'd rather be sitting in a deck chair high up over Kansas City on genuine all than a gold bag and steam powder you play. Side middle back again. And I get a blue hat, yeah. It says steam powered airplane. Well, those letters go around side the middle and back again. And I'm sitting in a 747 just watching them clouds roll by. And I can't tell if it's sunshine or if it's rain. But I'd rather be sitting in a deck chair high up over Kansas City on genuine authentic old bag of steam powered airplane. Sitting in the 747 just watching them clouds roll by. And I can't tell if it's sunshine, if it's rain. Well, I'd rather be sitting in a deck chair high up over Kansas City on a genuine authentic old fashioned steam powered airplane. I'll fly home now.
Thank you. We got, while I pick my guitar mic up back up here, we got one more song we'd like to do for you before we leave. We'll be back here tomorrow and Monday, I guess, also. Yeah, we'll make sure this stays here. We're going to leave on a kind of a quick note. This will be definitely all bluegrass. A song called John Hardy. Thank you very much. Good night. We'll see you all again.
Oh, I'll tell you, it's just the shank of the evening, but I want to tell you something. We had a mighty narrow escape. Did you know that our next performer studied to be an architect? And somehow, he turned into a musician. Now, he is a musician's musician. He can play sad songs and happy songs and simple songs and complicated songs. You name it, he can play it. And he can titillate you. He can enchant you. He can make you fall in love with him. Oh, I've had a running love affair with him for a long time, but don't tell him. So let's welcome Gamble Rogers.
Did you say anything about the nasty song? Well, bless your heart. Well, I won't do any of those. Y'all come on out to my workshop tomorrow and I'll do some of that nightclub stuff. Smoke, smoke, smoke that cigarette. Puff, puff, puff until you smoke yourself to death. Tell St. Peter it's cold again. You just hate to make him wait. You gotta have another cigarette. Well, I'm a fella with a heart of gold. Ways of gentlemen, I've been told. Kind of a guy wouldn't even harm a flea. Yeah, but a me and a certain character met the fella invented a cigarette and murdered that son of a gun in the first degree. Ain't because I don't smoke myself, don't reckon it'll hinder my health. I've smoked them all my life and I ain't dead yet. Nicotine slaves are all the same, but a petting party or a poker game, everything gotta stop while I have another cigarette. Smoke, smoke, smoke that cigarette. Puff, puff, puff until you smoke yourself to death. Tell St. Peter at the Golden Gate you just hate to make him wait. You gotta have another cigarette. Prettiest little thing in any old state, hybrid, uptown, fancy little dame. Said she loved me and it seemed to me everything going the way it ought to be. So hand in hand we strolled down Lover's Lane. She was oh so far from a cake of ice and our petting party was going nice. So help me, and I believe it'd have been there yet. And I give her a kiss, a little squeeze. She said, "Hoss, excuse me, please. You just gotta have another cigarette. Smoke, smoke, smoke that cigarette. Puff, puff, puff until you smoke yourself to death. Tell St. Peter at the Golden Gate you just hate to make him wait. You gotta have another cigarette. You gotta have another cigarette." It takes a compassionate man to covet a three-legged dog. It takes a sorry son of a gun to name that dog Flat Tire. The first time I ever seen Still Bill, he was walking down the street with that three-legged chihuahua. Just been to the doctor. The doctor said, "Bill, you have conjunctivitis in both your eyes. Have to wear these black eye patches. Can't do anything but sit home and listen to the TV. First thing in the morning, here the fool comes right down the main street of town, blind as a bat, bouncing off parking meters, trying to look casual, eating an almond joy. He walks by Mulligan's fruit stand.
walks by. Sparkleberry's Texaco Station, walks by. Gentilly's Pawn Shop, walks by the Unitarian Church. That's the one with the lightning rod on the steeple. Old Agamemnon always say the good Unitarians trust the Almighty in all matters save those pertaining to electricity. Agamemnon's the head redneck. I know he's the head redneck. The last time I went by his house, he had a Lear jet up on concrete blocks in his front yard. Bill walks by Arendelle's Purina store. That's where Agamemnon and the boys hang out. Blackboard on the side of the building. People post their orders up there. Some folks sneak up and write graffiti. April 11, I like grills. Signed, Penrod. April 13, it's girls, stupid. Signed, Narcissa. April 16, all right, I like girls. Signed, Penrod. April 20th, what about us grills? Bill gets to the edge of the street, hooks his foot over the curb, listening for a break in the traffic. He's not going to take any help from anybody. He's just going to hear him a hole and surge right on through there unassisted. Up comes this big Doberman pincher. Shoves flat tire out of the way. Sniffs Bill's knee. Hoses him down from mid-thigh to ankle. The idiot just starts feeding Almond Joy to the dog. That's too much for the rest of the boys. Agamemnon comes down there and says, Bill, you're crazy. That dog irrigated your long clothes and you're feeding him candy. Bill said, shut up, Agamemnon. I'm trying to find out which end his head's on so I can kick his tail. Just a typical day in Habersham County.
From Beaverdam by the Frisco Bay, didn't know Shanina going so far away. I didn't mean to treat her so bad. She's the best gal I ever have had. Will I say goodbye like make me cry? I believe I'm gonna lay right down and die. Well, I ain't got a nickel and I ain't got a lousy dime. If she don't come back, I believe I'm gonna lose my mind. If I come back to stay, gonna be another brand new day. Just to walk one baby down by the Frisco Bay. I'm a standing by my back door, just wonder which way to go. Cause the woman I love so much don't care for me no more. I think I'll take a freight train because I'm feeling blue.